Bhagavatam ki jai. This appearance day of His Grace Jayananda Prabhu ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, and also Radhadamodar knew him and his come. So we appreciate it. Have they been ready? Yes. Yes, come on. Or maybe he'll just keep the mic for you. But I know he has something to say. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Today
from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's first canto, chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. Today's text is text 28. How do we do it? Ato di cham di sham yatu.
Ato di
chim di sham yatu.
Ato di chim di sham yatu.
Char agyata gatir bhavan.
Char agyata gatir bhavan.
Char agyata gatir bhavan.
Char agyata gatir bhavan.
Ato di vak. Vakraya sakala.
Vakraya sakala.
Vakraya sakala.
Vakraya sakala.
Pumsa guna vikarsana.
Pumsa guna vikarsana.
Pumsa guna vikarsana.
Pumsa guna vikarsana.
Ato dicchim disham yatu.
Ato dicchim disham yatu.
Agyata gatir bhavan.
Agyata gatir bhavan.
Tor vakraya sakala.
Tor vakraya sakala.
Umsam guna vikarsana.
Umsam guna vikarsana.
Please chant. Disham, direction. Yatu, please go away. Why? By your relatives. Agyata, without knowledge. Gati, movements. Bhavan, of yourself. Itaha, after this. Arvak, will usher in. Prayasaha, generally. Kalaha, time. Pumsham, of men. Guna, qualities. Vikarshanaha, diminishing. Please, so this is Vidura, his last statement before Dhritarashtra actually gets it. Please, therefore, leave for the north immediately, without letting your relatives know. For soon that time will approach which will diminish the good qualities of men. Please repeat. Please, therefore.
Please, therefore.
Leave for the north immediately.
Leave for the north immediately.
Without letting your relatives know.
Without letting your relatives know.
For soon that time will approach.
For soon that time will approach.
Which will diminish the good qualities of men.
Which will diminish the good qualities of men.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. One can compensate for a life of frustration by becoming a dhira, or leaving home for good, without communicating with relatives. And Vidura advised his eldest brother to adopt this way without delay, because very quickly the age of Kali was approaching. A conditioned soul is already degraded by the material association. And still, in the Kali Yuga, the good qualities of a man will deteriorate to the lowest standard. He was advised to leave home before Kali Yuga approached, because the atmosphere which was created by Vidura, his valuable instructions on the facts of life, would fade away due to the influence of the age which was fast approaching. To become Narottama, or a first-class human being, depending completely on the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is not possible for any ordinary man. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:28 that a person who is completely relieved of all taints of sinful acts can alone depend on the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Dhritarashtra was advised by Vidura at least to become a dhira in the beginning, if it were impossible for him to become a sannyasi or narottama. Persistently endeavoring on the line of self-realization helps the person to rise to the conditions of a narottama from the stage of a dhira. The dhira stage is attained after prolonged practice of the yoga system, but by the grace of Vidura, one can attain the stage immediately, simply by willing to adopt the means of the dhira stage, which is the preparatory stage for sannyas. The sannyas stage is the preparatory stage of Paramahamsa, or the first grade devotee of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chachurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padam Ahiyam Dhanati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandikam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Karu Vyaisha Kupa Sindhu Vyevicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare grateful to be in all of your association and beg your blessing so I can speak something on Srila Prabhupada's purport that will enliven us all, chasten us. And also it is the disappearance day of Jayananda Prabhu, and we have with us at least one person, Radha Damodar, who had his association. Anybody else did Jayananda Prabhu? Okay, so, and I also listened to a very wonderful lecture yesterday, over an hour, one devotee in the manor speaking things, so we'll talk a little about him. And I have a tiny little bit, if there's time, I just wanted to read a little tiny something from a scriptural fiction that Satsrup Maharaj wrote about Lord Nrsimhadev's appearance, in case you're not familiar with it. I'll point you to it. So maybe it's, I hope it exists on the internet. So, what struck me in this verse especially was how the Vidura was telling Dhritarashtra, better go now, because the age of Kali is coming, and it will diminish all the good qualities of the living beings. So I thought, what are the symptoms of the age of Kali? And it's described in the Bhagavatam in the first canto, chapter 1, very early on, text 10. I'll read you just in English. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Has anybody ever experienced any of those? And I was also thinking of how in the, I looked it up, but I didn't bring it with me, but in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I think it's the chapter, The Devotee. There's a description. It's one of the places where the 26 symptoms of a devotee are given. And it begins by saying, a devotee of the Lord is always kind to everyone. He does not pick a quarrel with anyone. And I thought, oh man, where are the devotees? You know, you go on the internet. I mean, I do get wonderful association there. Don't get me wrong, I learned so many wonderful things. I read so many pastimes, but then it's like, oh my God, there's just this atmosphere. So, we need to arm ourselves against the age of Kali. We may not be able to do as Dhritarashtra did and leave right now without telling our family. It would not necessarily be the best thing for Srila Prabhupada's movement, for Lord Chaitanya's mission. But within our hearts, we can take up the spirit of detachment that Dhritarashtra never had until, finally, tomorrow he leaves. Next day after tomorrow, because tomorrow Lord Nrsimhadev has center stage. But all these chastisement that Vidura is giving, telling him, you know, showing him the position that he's in. And to one degree or another, as has been pointed out in many previous classes, if we are introspective, we can see that we do have, at times at least, some undue attachments within this world, and they don't bring us to the point of complete bliss, and that's our actual real nature. So one of the ways that we can reduce the influence of the age of Kali is to try not to take part in these incessant quarrels. And I can't now remember, but I just heard it yesterday, and it might have been on one of the announcements here, or may have been somewhere else, because you know you hear so many wonderful things from so many places around the world. Actually, I think it was in the class I heard about Jayananda, the one from the manor, the Sutapa, who was giving class. Okay, so, and he was describing Jayananda's non-quarrelsome nature, so he not liking to take part in quarrels. And I think it was in that regard that he told of, it wasn't there. Anyway, wherever it was something about Lord Nrisimhadeva's advent and which planetary system it took place in, and the devotees approached him because it says such and so in the Bhagavatam, and how can that be? And Prabhupada's first response was, we don't like to take part in controversies. And then he said, we just, you know, accept that Lord Krishna is everywhere, and so Lord Nrisimhadeva is everywhere, so don't worry about which planetary system it was that he came in. But I thought it telling that his first response was, we don't like to take part in controversies. And you know, sometimes when you're reading and there's one acharya interprets a verse in one way, and then another one gives a different meaning, and Prabhupada simply states, well, Srila Rupa Goswami said such and so, and Jayadeva Goswami or, you know, Sridhar Swami has said such and so. He doesn't say this one's right and that one's wrong. He just says this one said this and that one said that, and then he goes on. So I know for myself, that's one of the things about giving class, you have to hear whatever it is you're saying. You know, that I want to remember to try to respect, offer respect to others, not expecting respect in return, and not to be so attached to my own opinions on any issue, because after all, I'm one of the conditioned souls who's very prone to making mistakes, being an illusion, having imperfect senses, and what's the other one? Yeah, I'm to cheat. Yeah, you call me a cheater. Yeah, well, it's true. Thanks. So, this is the difficulty. Here we all are. But, what did Prabhupada say here? The dhira stage is attained after prolonged practice of the yoga system, but by the grace of Vidura, or one following in the line of Vidura, one can attain the stage immediately, simply by willing to adopt the means of the dhira stage. So Prabhupada, you know, was so liberal and so generous, giving, if you just chant 16 rounds and follow these principles, I guarantee, I've heard Sukadeva state her strong faith in this many times, guarantee, you know, that at the end of this life, you'll go back to Godhead. You know, so sometimes it may be difficult to follow everything, but we keep trying. One of my favorite passages, it's in the third chapter of the Gita, those who follow these teachings without envy. And Prabhupada says in the purport, he says, in the beginning of devotional service, it may be difficult to follow everything, but if one, what's it called? Didn't bring it with me. Thank you. Right, without, yeah, me too. Right, it's like, even if you can't do it, but you don't say, oh no, they were wrong, they should not have. What did one fallen disciple come back and accuse Srila Prabhupada? You're preventing the normal human, the needs of the body, you know, and he went away. But it's like, no, these are good rules. And if I can't keep them every day, you know, without envy, he follows, without resentment. And he can be assured of success in the end. So, Radha-Damodar Prabhu, shall I speak some of the things that I heard about Jayananda Prabhu and then let you speak? Okay. So, before I go on to Jayananda's glories, is there any comment or question on the Bhagavatam part? Everybody wants to hear about Jayananda. Oh, here's one.
I think Srila Prabhupada, he left his family without making an announcement, didn't he?
Say it again.
Did Srila Prabhupada leave his family without letting them know?
Yes, he did. He did. He gave warning, you choose, tea or me. She thought he was joking. I will have to lose my husband then. But he wasn't joking. And lucky for us, she was more attached to tea. Can you imagine if he hadn't come? Inconceivable.
In Antalila chapter 9, verse I believe 10, you can see that Prabhupada did indicate, like Prahlad Maharaj, he's a Punjabi.
Punjabi?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Prabhupada didn't say, he said someone say, someone's opinion that they were Prahlad Maharaj born in Treta Yuga,
uh-huh,
in a Punjab state,
okay,
state of Punjab.
Okay.
So okay. I called it Punjabi.
Right.
And then Ahu Bilam, there's a South India, there's a big temple,
okay,
the whole city, Ahu Bilam, where they have a document from Skanda Puran where this Lord Nishimadev actually appeared.
Oh, okay.
There.
Okay.
And Hiranyakashipu had a huge palace. The whole description is there.
Okay.
That place is called Ahu Bilam. So okay, there are some reference. We are not denying it.
Yes. Oh, so Prahlad Maharaj was Punjabi.
According to Prabhupada.
And is there a purport to that? Is there a particular mood that's associated with Punjabis? Kshatriya spirit?
He didn't say last name or anything.
He said his Prahlad Maharaj appeared in Treta Yuga in the state of Punjab. So those who are from Punjab, they're called Punjabis.
Yes.
So Prahlad Maharaj is a Punjabi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We always wondered. That's the first time I've ever heard you say something that didn't be completely philosophical. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to go on and start telling what I can remember, or a few key points of what I heard about the glories of Jayananda Prabhu. And of course, one thing about listening to others, I heard also a little portion of a class Dina Bandhu Prabhu was giving about Jayananda, but I'd already heard more than an hour and I had to move on to, you know, not listening to anyway. So one of them said that he joined in New York and the other one said he joined in San Francisco. But I believe the San Francisco part was correct. Yes. Okay. So I made some notes so I could tell the points that struck me the most. This wonderful devotee from the manor was speaking, and he was talking some about Jayananda's qualities, and one thing he said was that a good leader will impress you, but a great leader will empower you. And Jayananda Prabhu was always engaging everyone in devotional service and inspiring them to want to engage in devotional service. Like both of them told the story of someone, probably it happened to more than one person, coming to the temple. This one person in particular was described that he came, but he didn't think he was really interested, anything like that. But he had come to the temple and he saw somebody taking out the garbage, and the person was so blissful, and Hari Bol Prabhu, and just friendly and welcoming, and then he thought, if the garbage man here is so blissful, what must this process be? And then he came to find out that it was Jayananda Prabhu, who was also the temple president, but not above taking out the trash. Or sometimes Dina Bandhu Prabhu was telling how he'd been hearing from his temple, I guess Portland, or was that before? I don't know time-wise where he was. But they had all heard about this great saint Jayananda. And so they were picturing, you know, real pakka brahmachari with shaved head and nice clean saffron and quoting so many verses. And then he went there and a person from underneath the car is saying, could you hand me that wrench, Prabhu? And, you know, and rolling out on this, like a little wooden platform on roller skates or something so he could get back under quickly. But they were trying to, so he was also expert car mechanic. And he definitely was the first person to give a substantial donation to Srila Prabhupada. It was his entire life savings of $5,000, which at that time was really a lot of money. And with that, Srila Prabhupada printed the Bhagavad Gita, the first opportunity. So that is pretty deep. He never criticized anyone, always thinking, I need to change so much in my heart. Can you imagine if we would live like that? You know, they always say, oh yes, that if you point one finger at someone, three fingers are pointing back at you. But we don't notice it. It's so easy to see someone else's fault. What is it in the Bible? Jesus said, you're so careful to take out the mote, a small particle in someone else's eye, you don't notice there's a log in your eye. I mean, these are universal spiritual teachings, and yet it's so basic and so hard for us to do. It's just so hard for us to do. So Jayananda was doing it already by nature, by his nature. And he just wanted to serve and serve and serve. And they would say, oh, Prabhupada's here, he wants you to be there. And no, I connect to him through serving, so he wouldn't come. He'd be working so hard. No, Prabhupada really wants you to come. And so then he would come, and he'd be sitting right in front of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's giving class, and Jayananda's falling asleep. And the boy next to him is poking him, like, wake up, Prabhu, wake up. And Prabhupada said, no, let him. He works so hard. Let him rest. You know? Other people, Prabhupada would say, why are you sleeping? You know, stand up, don't be a nonsense. But with Jayananda, there was so much love because he did serve. Oh, this is a great one. I have to tell this. So everyone knows him. One of the people that was, it was a Zoom talk, so one of the people that was listening was thanking Sutapa Prabhu that I always saw Jayananda Prabhu's picture on the Rathkar, but I never knew about him. This was at the end. So all over the world, his picture is on the rat carts, you know, in Calcutta, in South Africa, wherever, Jayananda Prabhu's picture is there. But so he's very, very, very connected with Rath Yatra. And there's many anecdotes in connection with that. And one of them is that anybody that happened to be walking by, he would try to engage them in service. I remember having heard that somebody was, you know, he got some guy off the street and they're helping and helping, and then they, oh, I gotta go, I gotta have a smoke, I gotta go buy some cigarettes. And no, you keep working. And Jayananda would go and buy the cigarettes and bring it to the man so he could keep working, engaging in Krishna's service. Yeah. But this one person came and just kind of wandering by, and Jayananda said, can you come here and just help me for a moment? I've got this hammer and I have to put it here. Can you just hold the nail? And so this long-haired hippie person, he held the nail, and Jayananda banged it in. He said, oh, that was so awesome. The way you held that nail was just perfect. You see how straight it went in? That, do you think you could stay and just help me with a few more nails? So he stayed and did a few more nails, maybe 10 more, and then, I just can't believe God must have sent you here to help with this. And so the man ended up staying, helping all day long. He came back to the temple. Jayananda, of course, gave him so much prasadam. Came back to the temple, became a brahmachari, got initiated. Um, became a sannyasi, became a guru, Jayapataka Maharaj. Jayapataka Maharaj was the one Jayananda asked to hold the nail. So just see, you know, we don't know what a little loving encouragement will lead to. Any of us could extend a gesture like that. Jayananda did that, and how blessed is the world.
Jayananda also was the first to shave up Jayananda.
Who was?
Jayananda shaved up
Jayananda. Oh, nice. Oh, sweet. Oh, that's perfect. If you couldn't hear at home, Jayananda was then the person who shaved up Jayapataka Maharaj before he took sannyasa to become a brahmachari, before his initiation. Sweet. How perfect. So one more thing about the Ratha Yatras that I found particularly touching was in order for the festival to go on, one of the things was that they needed to get permits, and this is always a difficult thing to do. So Jayananda would be the one to go around and ask all the different county commissioner people to please give their permission. Well, there was this one woman who was like really grumpy and not at all favorable and was not going to allow the vote to pass. And he would bring her prasadam, bring her cookies, so many things. And every year he was coming for the permit. Every year he would treat her so well. Finally she agreed, yes, let the festival go on. But every year they had to go back and get the permit again. So after he had left his body, another devotee had to go in his place to ask for the permits. And when that lady, who had been so mean, she said, "Where's Johnny Ananda?" That's how they knew him. And he said, "Oh, well, you know, he had leukemia and he's left his body." And this woman broke down and cried. She was sobbing. And she said, "No one ever gave me the love that I felt from him." So that's the heart of a Vaishnava. And one other thing, and then I'll let Radha Damodar speak his many memories, I'm sure. Recently I took part in this Zoom Sangha with Sangeeta about end of life care. So there were some devotees there that have served in the nursing capacity for years, and one of them was this devotee Kalindi. Or if she wasn't there, someone told the story. I get mixed up sometimes. But anyway, this really happened, and her name was Kalindi. And she was telling that she was a nurse in a nursing home. You know, so people were there, but they were at the end stage. And there was so many people there, and you get more attached to some than others. There was this one old lady that was really, really nice. She really liked her. And so one day, Kalindi, you know, she's working as a nurse, but she's a devotee, but she doesn't go dressed as a devotee. But this one day, she was getting ready to leave her home, and she heard very strongly from within her heart, "Put on tilak." Wear tilak to work. And she just kept going, "Put on tilak," three times this voice came to her. So she went back and she put on tilak and she went to work like that. And so she was making her rounds, and then this one lady that was like particularly really sweet, although there were people in there with her because she was leaving her body. So Kalindi went in, and one of the younger people in the room looked up at her and saw the tilak and said, "Are you a Hare Krishna?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Oh, we were praying that one of my brother's people would come." And it was Jayananda's mother who was leaving her body. And they were actually praying that one of his people would come. And that was the day Krishna told Kalindi to please wear tilak when you go to work. So she was able to give tulsi. You know, she got maha garlands. She did everything she could for this mother who'd given birth to such a saint. And Yeah, so that's what I have to say about Jayananda Prabhu. So, Radhadamodar Prabhu, would you like to come? Or you can tell from there.
Yes, his millions of pastimes of Jayananda, just like that, that he was very, very kind to everyone, that he engaged everyone in devotional service. He was very humble. The Denver devotees, they would go to San Francisco Ratha Yatra, and the first time I went there, I wanted to meet Jayananda. So after class, he told me he was back behind the building working on a car. So I went back there, and he was lying on the ground, yes, with a big crowd of people around him, and he was preaching to them. He would just tell them that Krishna was best of friends to everyone, and that you have to take shelter of the name. And everybody was nodding. Everything he said was so sincere. And so after a long time, he finished with the car, and he came out, and people dispersed, and he said to me, would you help me? We have a lot of prasadam left over from the Sunday feast, and I know some people that could really use it. So we went in the kitchen, and we took all the prasadam out of the cooler, all the sweet rice and halva and sabji and rice and chutney and everything, and we mixed it all up in one big pot and stirred it all together until it was bubbling hot. Then you put it in a few metal trays and got some buckets of nectar and some crazy cups, and we went to the San Francisco docks. And there was a table set up there already, and he set everything out there. And from all directions, very, very old men came, hundreds of old men. They looked just like the ghosts of pirates.
Oh my God.
They had one leg and hook arm, hook hands and one eye, and they're very old. And they all knew him. They were all talking nicely about how Johnny and Nunny cares for us old bums. And they all took prasadam nicely, and after we distributed all the prasadam to them. And then we went back and cleaned up. And at the Yatra day, he came in the temple room, and just before Mangalarti, the second before Mangalarti, said he needed help decorating the cart, and the president said, well, you can have whatever you want. He said, I'll take this half of the temple room. And everyone just walked out without any complaint. We all went to the park, and there he already had all the park people that were sleeping in the bushes. They're already decorating the cart, and they were all talking about Jayananda, how he was a friend of everybody. And we decorated the cart, and we went out to the Ratha Yatra. And then after the Ratha Yatra, about sunset, after a long, hot day at the San Francisco Oceanfront Park, I was hanging out with Uttama Sloka and my president. They were talking, I was just listening, and John Dunn came by. He was just wringing his hand in his anxiety, saying that we have to take the carts back, otherwise we'll be charged for the extra day. It was a very small amount. And Thomas Logan said, John Nanda, it's so hot, we had a long day, nobody's going to help you. And I said, I will. And he said, Thomas Logan said, okay, if you can get a crew together, you can take the carts back. So we got the people together, because John Nanda was, unrefusable. Everything he said was just so sincere. And all night long, we pulled the carts back through the city of San Francisco, just by ourselves on the dark streets. And Jayananda was going between each of three carts with buckets of gulab jamuns and halva and things, and singing.
Oh, Christ.
And we had a whole Ratha Yatra, and I liked that so much. I was always telling my president that I want to do it again next year, so I did that again next year too. And lastly, I was there with the LA Ratha Yatra. He also got together the LA Ratha Yatra, and he was very ill with leukemia. Mm-hmm. And they were building the cart outside the temple in a small area fenced off. That they were building about the other cart, and I don't know if it was three cars, but they were building there. And there was quite a few older boys like Adi Dave and Hansa Rupa and others. And they wanted to get Jayananda out here. He was lying, he was lying in bed. He'd refused his operations and things, and so they got Hans Rupa to go and tell Jayananda that all the worms are quarreling. That if you, the only person that could pacify them is you. You have to come out to the so he did it in a wheelchair and wearing white clothes and looking very awful. He came out there and we'd all hidden. Everybody hid. So we came out to an empty festival site there, and then we all jumped out and said, you know, happy birthday. You know, we were all celebrating his birthday. We brought out a big cake. The women brought out a big cake with a beautiful Rathayatra cart, you know, sugar and things on top. And John Dennis, he stood up out of his wheelchair. He stood up and he looked around, and everyone started crying.
Of course.
John looked so terrible. He had a big growth on his throat. He was all white, and his skin was all poor, and he was thin, all bony, and it was awful. And he looked around and he said, "Well, don't cry. Let's take prasadam." And he put his big hand into the cake, and he took out big handfuls of the cake and was distributing to everybody, and,
oh, wow,
and everybody had a good time.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Now, when you were talking, you reminded me of one other one that I heard yesterday, because you said, oh, he took the cart away so they wouldn't have to spend for another night in the park. So that was another one of his noteworthy virtues, that he hated to spend Krishna's money. So at some point, I can't remember who they said was the temple president, but Jayananda was always going around in more or less rags, because he didn't want to spend money. So the temple president gave him $10 and said, "I want you to go and go to a store and buy yourself some new clothes." And he sent up one brahmachari with him to make sure that Jayananda actually did that. And so they went, and they found, like, in the like a consignment shop, used clothing but new looking, the cheapest one that he could find. So they're looking, and finally he found something that he could wear. And as they were approaching the cashier thing, Jayananda said to the brahmachari, "I think I can do it. I think I can do it." And he said, "God." He said, "I hate to spend Krishna's money. I think I can just walk out with this." And he had whatever the piece of clothing was, you know, wrapped up in a little bundle, and he just walked out the door, and the security people caught him, a policeman, so he was arrested. And he had to go to court. So he gets in court, and the judge asked him, "You know, you're accused. Here's this. You know, you're being accused of stealing the clothing." And Jayananda said, "Yes, I did." And the judge said, "Why? Why did you steal the clothing?" And Jayananda said, "Because I couldn't bear to spend Krishna's money on something for me, when that same $10 I could use to feed so many people, you know, like that." And the judge said, I've never met such a saintly. You were accused of being a criminal, and instead I've met a saint. If you just pay the $10, then there's nothing else. You know, even though you've pled guilty, just pay for the pants that you took." And the police officer who had arrested him was there. He said, "I'll pay the $10." So, you know, that's Jayananda.
It's important to note that when they told Srila Prabhupada about the passing of Jayananda, that he said that they should put his picture every year on the Rathayatra cart all around the world, and that he was thinking that he could be going to Vaikuntha planets and enjoying there for a very long time. But no, I'm thinking of it. I'm certain he's gone back to home, back to Godhead.
Right.
And that he also said that each day on his disappearance day, we should have a nice feast.
Right.
And he put it on the Vaishnava calendar, and he's the only God brother on the Vaishnava calendar.
Right. Right, Prabhupada directly said that, first saint in ISKCON. And I didn't tell any of the prasadam pastimes, but there were a lot of them. So I'll recommend you, all I did, I typed in Glories of Jayananda on YouTube, and these wonderful classes come up. You know, and one will lead to another. So if you want to hear more of his glories, please go there. I just have to tell you the tiniest little bit about this book. It's one of my favorite books. I don't know if you're all familiar. There were three in the series, Stories of Devotion. You know, there's such a thing as historical fiction. People will take known facts in history, who was the Queen of England, what scandal happened while she was there, and they'll write a novel about it. So Satsvarup Maharaj wrote three scriptural fictions. One is in connection with Magrari the hunter. One is a person who was touched by a person who had seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this one is the diary of the father of one of Prahlad's classmates. So it's really a fun read, and it probably is on the internet. I didn't have time to look. It's called Am I a Demon or a Vaishnava? So because it's not quite 9 hours. It's called Am I a Demon or a Vaishnava? It's fiction, but you know, Prahlad Maharaj was preaching to his classmates and they all became devotees. So they were small children, they had parents. So the boy's going home and telling to his father, and this literary work, it's fiction, but it's from the viewpoint, it's the diary written by the father of one of Prahlad's classmates. Swarga was reading to me a good portion of it yesterday. We'd gone to the springs and she's reading me Going and Coming.
Can you say something from that?
Yes, I will. That's what I'm just telling you, a little background what it is. So it will be a spoiler, but it won't spoil it because you could read it several times and still love the ending. The person was a guard in Hiranyakashipu's court, or a clerk. So he had a clerk type position, but a very staunch demon. But his son's coming home and telling him about Lord Vishnu, and he becomes attracted, and he actually likes the idea of being eternal and being blissful, and he starts chanting, but he has to keep it all hidden. But at some point, because he's keeping a diary, someone finds the diary and turns him in, and he ends up in prison. And many adventures happen, but in the end, towards the very end, he and others that had somehow managed to get out of prison were hiding in the attic closet of a baker who was friendly, but outside the closet in the main room, Hiranyakashipu's guards, henchmen, are having a meeting. And so it reminds me of stories from Nazi Germany or something like that. You know, it's really like that. And they have to be really, really quiet in the closet and everything like that. But then those people that were having the meeting, they go away. And so these people that were hiding in the closet, then they start hearing noises, big, big, like bombs going off, and the roar with a capital R. And lights are flashing and sirens are going and people are around in the street and they don't know quite what's going on. He said, but we all feel a palpable sense of relief. And then his son comes to them where they are. Daityaji was his name. And it's got little black and white drawings that a devotee named Rob had done. And this drawing of the end, the little boy's coming and displaying what he saw. And he says, um, Daichiji just burst into the room. He is still breathless from running, but he looks completely sanctified, transformed into a Vaikuntha being. But it's my son. I saw it. Tears are streaming from his eyes, and I know they are the cool tears of transcendental joy. With his claw, Daichiji said, and made a claw with his tiny hand and fingernails. I saw his claw, his nails. He tore out the king of demons' intestines and put them around his neck. He went on to tell us what he saw and partially realized. It has since been told by many eyewitnesses and has been expressed in choice poetic language by the great sages as Vedic Shastra. We were on the outskirts and also saw wondrous things that have never been seen before. By the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, my son was present to see the appearance of Lord Nrisingadev, who killed the king of demons and then sat on his throne. So, anyway, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Jayananda Prabhu, Nrisingha Bhagavan. Jai.